The question today is, what does it mean to be born again? What does it mean to be born again? That phrase become popular in our world. And when Jimmy Carter was president, he was used the phrase of being born again, and everybody since that time has had some kind of born again experience, because you see, his life didn't match the fact of what it really means to be born again. And today we've got a born again this and born again that. I even heard the other day from a born again Catholic. But what does it mean? I guess you'd have to, the definition that depends on who you're talking to is what definition you'd get from being born again. But when I think of the word born again and the question being asked to me about that, I think about Nicodemus, who was a man who went to Jesus at night to discuss some things with him, and the miracles that he'd done, because in John chapter 2, I spoke about how that there were many miracles done in that day, and many people believed on Jesus, he said, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. In other words, he didn't believe them is what it amounts to. But in chapter 3 of John, it said, verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, that's true, exactly. Well, he had some understanding, but he didn't have enough understanding. See, he was a Pharisee. He was blinded about a lot of things. He'd listened to a lot of tradition. But he did come to Jesus to find out what he believed. You know, that's sad. A lot of people won't think they know what I believe, and yet they won't ever call me and ask me what I believe. And may the Lord help us just to get hold of the truth. You see, it don't hurt us to. It won't hurt you to be exposed to something. If you've got the real, it won't hurt you to be exposed to anything, because you're going to come through victoriously. So it won't hurt to ask what you really believe and why do you believe about these things. That's why we've got this radio broadcast, to let you ask questions about this. So I hear a lot of people go off and just condemn what's being said because they're caught up in tradition and not caught up in truth. But still, Nicodemus came to Jesus and wanted to know what he's really going on, because I know there's something unusual about you, that you're different, and I'm interested in knowing. And Jesus wouldn't even discuss the situation at hand with Nicodemus about he wanted to discuss miracles and man. But Jesus said to him in verse number 3 of John chapter 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So there's the phrase, born again, has been used readily here at this point in time in John chapter 3:3 and John chapter 3 verse 5, which I'll read in a moment. But here Nicodemus asked about the miracles, and Jesus just simply told him, you've got to be born again or you'll not even see the kingdom of God. Now, some people believe the kingdom's just going to be here on earth, and it is going to be a kingdom on earth, but this kingdom of God involves an eternal abode with our Lord forevermore. It means to be saved. This phrase, being born again, is an equivalent phrase of being saved. It means to be born from above. Why did he say to him that you needed to be born again? Well, because of the fact this Nicodemus was depending on his first birth. You see, Jesus understood those he dealt with, and he knew Nicodemus's problem. Nicodemus was proud to be Abraham's descendant. He was depending on his genealogy. He was depending on who he was, his connection to his first birth. And Jesus said, you've got a problem, Nicodemus. You've got to be born again, which means you've got to be born above if you're going to see the kingdom of God. And, of course, the Jews were looking for the kingdom of God to be ushered in. And he said, you're not going to make it with your first birth. Your first birth is not enough. So you see, the same thing applies to many people today in America. Many people who are Baptists, they think because they're Baptist, born in a Baptist home, born in America, that they're okay. But you must be born again. You've got to be born from above. Why? Your first birth is not right. What's wrong with the first birth? Well, the first birth was come from Adam. Adam passed his sin nature upon us. Wherefore, if by one man's sin, death entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. Romans 5:12 tells us about that, and that's Adam. And so, therefore, we've been born wrong. We've got corrupt nature. We've got sin nature. We've been born in the image of Adam, and we need to be born above, from above. We need to be born again. We need to be saved by the grace of God. And remember, salvation takes a full, complete work of God's work of Holy Spirit conviction. So Nicodemus, when he was asked about this, when he said this, Jesus said to him, and you notice Jesus said, verily, verily, truly, truly. He speaks that with a double emphasis. You need to listen to what I'm telling you, Nicodemus. You see, some people listen to the Lord Jesus, and some turned away. For instance, in John 8:31-32, they came and said, we believe on Jesus. And Jesus said to them, if you'll continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In other words, you shall come to a place that you'll be born again, and you'll have the right kind of birth, you'll have the right kind of connection, and see the kingdom of God. But they did not continue. They followed their father, the devil, and wound up in hell, is what it amounts to in John chapter 8. But Nicodemus didn't understand this new birth principle. He only thought in the physical. So he asked this question back to him in verse number 4 of John chapter 3. He saith unto him, Nicodemus did, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And I don't think Nicodemus was trying to be facetious there or trying to come up with something to stump Jesus. He was just puzzled. He was befuddled, is the word would be at that time. But then Jesus answered that question and told him what it meant to be born again, how what it really means and what's involved in being born again. And when he said in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, again, there's that double emphasis on that word. I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, some people want to take this water and means you've got to be baptized to be saved. That's not what the Lord said. There's no way he said that there. But he's saying, you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. And the water, when you look at it in a figurative sense in the Word of God, it's dealing with a, if it's in a still sense, like a pan of water or something in a still sense, it's talking about the Word of God. And that's what it's being used here. Now, if it's used in a way of a moving water, like it is in John chapter 7, that's talking about the Spirit of God. But here Jesus said, you've got to be born of the water, not baptism, not the physical birth, as some people think that means of the physical birth. Well, Jesus never used extra words. It would be no sense telling him he's got to be born of water if it meant physical birth, because he was standing before him. He was already born of the physical birth. And so therefore he's saying, you've got to be born of the Word and of the Spirit. In other words, or you'll not even see. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. In other words, you'll not see it if you're not born again. You'll not even be able to enter unless you were born of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Now, how do I know that? Well, the Bible tells us plain in Ephesians 5:26 when he talks about the church, that he might cleanse it and sanctify it by the washing of water by the Word. He identifies that water as the Word. And so, therefore, here he's saying you've got to have the Word of God to be born again. You've got to have the Word of God present. Now, it's not just the written Word that you need, and you do need the written Word, but you need the living Word as well, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter, he makes this statement in 1 Peter about verse number 23. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Now, I understand that the Word of God, it will live and abide forever in one sense because of the fact you can take a penknife and cut it up, and like they did in the Old Testament time, you can burn all the Bibles you want, but it's forever settled in heaven. The Bible makes that very clear. And so, therefore, it's not. We know that it's incorruptible in that sense, and it'll live and abide forever. But he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the written Word points us to the living Word, but he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There's too many people believing in the Word of God as far as just name it and claim it type situation. Now, you realize in 1 John chapter 5, just verse 12, which I just quoted to you there, is talking about he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. In other words, but if you back up a verse, listen to what it said in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Now, the record's talking about the written Word, but it's not. But he said, life's not in the written Word, it's in the living Word. And you see, this book is sharp when the Holy Ghost gets up on it, but it only points you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he that hath the Son hath life. Now, verse 10 of 1 John 5 said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he hath not believed. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. So you've got to believe the record that God gave of His Son. But he that hath the Son hath life. In other words, John wrote that in 1 John 5, and he talked about how that we've got to have. But he also wrote the book of John here, and as we analyze that book of John, and why did he write the book of John? Well, the Bible makes it very clear in the book of John when he spoke this in the book of John chapter number 20, verse number 20, 30 and 31, and he said, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, meaning in the book of John. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Means to have the Son. And so therefore we've got to be born again by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. That means the Word is present, and the Holy Ghost of God makes that Word sharp to help us realize that there's something missing inside. We've got a dead spirit riding us as a corpse upon our soul because we sinned in Adam. And we're born with that dead sin, that sin nature. And it takes a work of Holy Ghost conviction, godly sorrow, and in those things, sanctification, work of the Spirit, are those terms in which we must have in our lives if we're going to be saved, be born again, born from above. So salvation is equivalent to being justification or justified, being saved from the penalty of sin, and that takes a completed work of godly sorrow, Holy Ghost conviction, work of reproval, of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, which is, and when that works, it brings us to the end of ourselves, to where we recognize we cannot do what we need to do. It looses us from the bondage of sin and puts in still and teaches us that we might have understanding, and the Holy Spirit does that. And when He does that, then we come to a place to where in our lives that we recognize the sin that sends us to hell is not sins per se, but it's because of the real root sin, the sin of unbelief, because we've not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the fact is we need righteousness, which is not self-righteousness, which is not doing and don'ting, but it's Jesus the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. He that hath righteousness of God hath life. He that hath not the righteousness of God hath not life. So they're interchangeable. 1 Corinthians 1:30 brings that out. And so therefore, we need the Son. And we must be born, and it takes from above, by the work of the Word, applied by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction in the area of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then, if we've got that new birth, we are a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And we'll not only see the kingdom of God, we'll enter the kingdom of God because we've been born again, born from above. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.